San Francisco versus the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of fantasy implications around this 49ers club. You have the question mark of, is Emmanuel Sanders going to play? Now, that's ribs, so that can be pain tolerance related. You can pop him in a flak jacket and all that, but man, you take the wrong hit there. He's questionable, hasn't practiced all week. George Kittle, even more doubtful. That means even if Sanders suits up, it still should be a heavy workload for Deebo Samuel. You look at the targets over the last 3 weeks. He had 11 and 19.2 fantasy points in PPR formats for 112 yards on 8 catches. Week before was in single-digit fantasy points, but still was targeted 7 times, was 3 for 3 the week before that. And so 2 out of the last 3 weeks, double-digit fantasy points, and he's the go-to. He is that other slot guy who you can flex out wide if you need to. And he's been playing at a low-end wide receiver 2 fantasy spot. He's owned in less than 50% of Yahoo leagues, cheaper than Sanders on the DFS side. And if it's me, I'm going to suit up Deebo, because if Sanders goes and Kittle doesn't, and very doubtful again that Kittle will, you're going to be able to have Deebo get some of the looks. And Dante Pettis types and Goodwin, they're a little too unpredictable for my liking. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo take a liking to Deebo, so go grab him. On the running back side, you look at Matt Breida, and it's been a committee for most of the year, but Tevin Coleman's been pulling away lately, and you have for Breida, 3 out of his last 4 games, low single-digit fantasy points. Breida is clearly becoming the secondary guy to Coleman. It's his backfield. Couple that with Breida re-aggravating that ankle injury. He's listed as questionable, so even if he plays, it's still Tevin Coleman. And if he doesn't, you might want to take a flyer on Raheem Mostert as they play the Arizona Cardinals, who've given up the 12th most fantasy points to running backs this season. Jeff Wilson's the other guy, and he blipped a little bit earlier in the season, but Mostert's getting more of the tertiary carry, so he would slide in there. Again, Coleman's the back to own, but if you're in running back trouble, Mostert's a decent flyer. Still rather you try a Darius Geis, for example, or a Brian Hill if he's available. But Mostert is a real desperation play. At least, though, if Breed is out, you'd expect he would get those carries that Coleman does not. And, hey, maybe a good couple contrarian points, too, for DFS contests. So check those out for the 49ers. If you have any other fantasy football questions, as always, get me on Twitter at AndyMC81 and use hashtag AskAndy.